During his campaign for the White House, Barack Obama was an advocate of national health care reform with the goal of universal medical coverage for all Americans, of whom 49 million are without health insurance. On the campaign trail, Obama was often quoted as saying, if he were starting from scratch, he would probably support a government-run single-payer system, but went on to say that because of the existing infrastructure, he would settle for improvements to the current privatized insurance system. The group Healthcare Now doesn't accept President Obama's concession to the current system. Believing that healthcare is a human right, not a privilege tied to the ability to pay, Healthcare Now is spearheading a national campaign to push for the passage of single-payer healthcare legislation known as the National Health Insurance Act, or H.R. 676, sponsored by Representative John Conyers, a Democrat of Michigan. The bill would, in essence, extend the current Medicare system to all citizens regardless of their age. A coalition comprised of healthcare activists, small businesses, faith organizations, labor unions, doctors and nurses, Healthcare Now has organized demonstrations, public forums, and lobbying to overcome the private insurance industry's well-financed effort to exclude the single-payer option from the national debate on healthcare reform. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Katie Robbins, Assistant National Coordinator for Healthcare Now. She talks about the advantages of single payer and the obstacles that stand in the way of getting a fair hearing for the model used for the provision of health care in most industrialized nations of the world.
Currently, our health care system is failing, and that's something that maybe many of your listeners agree with, but just to highlight some of the problems that we face with our health care system so that we understand the importance of 676 is that we have a huge number of uninsured people in this country, 49 million, and an additional 14,000 are losing their insurance every day since this economic downturn. And in addition, a huge number of bankruptcies are due to medical debt. In fact, 50% of all bankruptcies are because of medical debt, and 70% of those bankruptcies had insurance at the time of illness. Children in many parts of the country today who are born today have a shorter life expectancy than their parents, and it's really phenomenal to wrap your mind around the actual number of people who die because they don't have health insurance. 18,000 to 22,000 people die each year because they don't have health insurance, and that does not happen in any other industrialized country in the world. So with H.R. 676, it takes Medicare, a system that has worked for over 40 years in this country, providing comprehensive care to people over 65 years of age. And it improves that system, because Medicare admittedly does have some problems, and expands it to everyone. So we call that a single-payer system because that refers to essentially the financing of our health care. A single-payer national health insurance system would be a public agency that organizes the health financing. But the delivery of care remains private, so it's still privately run doctors and hospitals. H.R. 676 is comprehensive in the care that it provides. Essentially, all medically necessary care will be covered. That's including doctor, hospital, long-term care, mental health, dental, vision, prescription drug, and medical supply costs. And people might ask, well, how do we cover comprehensive care for everyone under a single-payer system? Well, it's through the cost savings by removing the waste of the private insurance industry. The private health insurance industry is responsible for wasting up to a third of our healthcare dollars on administrative costs, on CEO salaries, profits, anything but healthcare. And that's the key. Removing the private insurance industry and those profit motives will provide enough cost savings to extend comprehensive coverage to everyone in this country. And that's what the single-payer movement is calling for, a real debate on what is the role of private insurance in our healthcare? What are they doing? We know we need doctors and hospitals to survive. Do we need a private health insurance industry? And the answer from the single-payer perspective is no, we don't.
Well, the insurance industry, of course, has a lot of clout in Washington, D.C. and around the rest of the country. They have enormous amounts of money to push their agenda, and they, of course, don't want to see themselves go extinct, so they're fighting this tooth and nail, and they've pretty much succeeded in excluding single-payer as an option from the debate, have they not?
It's been disappointing. The single payer movement certainly has worked hard for the small successes we have seen in the debates thus far in the current administration, but you're absolutely right that it's an incredible amount of energy and money the industry is able to expend to keep their failed policies in place. And we really suspect that we haven't seen anything yet. There's some murmurings of a multi-million dollar campaign with TV commercials circulating. But the big argument that is so frustrating that they're able to tout is they say, you know, you don't want government making healthcare decisions for you when it should be up to the doctor and the patient. But today we know it's not the doctor and the patient making these decisions. It's the insurance companies. So we have this corporate bureaucracy and this corporate greed that has a stranglehold over our medical system. And the single payer movement has been trying to expose that.
What is President Obama's position as of right now? What does he want to do with healthcare? Is it clear yet what direction he might want to take healthcare reform?
Yeah, Obama's position is interesting. It has evolved over the past 5 years, really. When he was campaigning, he did say if we were starting from scratch, he would support a single-payer system. But he is now touting that we need to build on what we have. He did campaign on the idea of a public option competing with private insurance. But it's really not clear what his position is. He did issue a number of principles that he wants healthcare reform to match up to and has sort of left the details to Congress. So we're not sure exactly what the reform will look like. There's definitely going to be a legislative battle, and I think that there's a spectrum of policies that are on the table, if you will, ranging from the idea of mandating the purchase of insurance for all individuals in this country, which is one of the most regressive ways to provide a national health care system. That's actually the model that is being used in Massachusetts right now. And they're claiming it, touting this mandate model as a success. Something like 98% of people are covered, but other reports are showing that it's much less. But many of these flaws are not being talked about in mainstream media. So we're still out here calling for the single-payer perspective to be involved in all congressional hearings and a Congressional Budget Office a report, and that's really the strength that the single-payer movement has right now is demanding a fair debate.
That was Katie Robbins, Assistant National Coordinator for Healthcare Now. Contact the group at 1-800-453-1305 or visit their website at healthcare-now.org.